Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Snowfang Bride by Mary Ravenel, narrated by Nicole Poole. Pressure. The werewolves lacked females. A male with a mate had the goddess Gaia's favor. A female without a mate was considered unlucky at best and exiled at worst. Being 20, I was well past the age when most she-wolves found the soul Gaia had chosen for them. If I had been anyone else's daughter, it would have been dismissed as simple misfortune. How unlucky that we couldn't find my mate, or what a shame he had died too soon. All just very bad luck. Tisk, tisk, what a shame. But my father was Elder Alpha Rodero, chronicler of the werewolves, and his daughter being unpaired was easy gossip fodder for his rivals. Rumor maintained I was unwanted. A female with a soul so flawed, Gaia had no use for her, and she had not paired me with another. I had no place in the future she wanted for us. Unwanted meant total exile. It heaped shame on the she-wolf's family and pack. It didn't matter that there was no way to conclusively prove unwanted versus simple bad luck. It didn't matter if an unwanted had been born that way or acted so badly that Gaia stripped her of her worth. Packs shared in the glory, and packs shared in the shame. It wasn't a word thrown around lightly. It wasn't something anyone said. Except now someone had gone and said it. 2 days later, and my veins still vibrated under my skin. I perched on one of the uncomfortable bar stools at my father's main drive.